Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar, and today we are coming to you from the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank in Harrisburg. Once every year, we come to you asking for donations to provide food to the hungry people of Central Pennsylvania. And there are a lot of them, more than what you may think. On today's program, we'll be talking about hunger in the region, who is food insecure, and with Giant Food Stores, that is now part of a three-way partnership with WITF and the Food Bank to raise money for meals. Joining us in the first portion of today's program is Joe Author, Executive Director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, always good to see you.
I'm glad to be back.
And as you can hear, there is a lot of activity in the background, which is a good thing. A good thing, because in this warehouse, where, how many square foot do you have
here? We have 75,000 square foot here in Harrisburg and another 30,000 up in Williamsport.
Okay, of that 75,000 square foot, how much of it is taken up with food?
Vast majority is food and people working on food.
Well, that, I just wanted to paint a mental picture, if I could, because, as I said, there's so much activity going on in the warehouse here, and it is so large, and it is good to see that there is food from floor to ceiling. So that's a good thing. Joe, this day, we've been doing this now for a few years, and I always want to find out, especially for our listeners, of why this day in particular, where we are raising money, raising meals for the hungry of Central Pennsylvania. Why this day in particular is so important?
It's critically important. We're getting to the time of year that's so important for us to raise resources. We're working to raise food all year long, but people are listening this time of year, and being out here with WITF and our corporate sponsor on this really helps raise that awareness, gets our voice out there, so that we can do what we need to do, raise the money resources as well to help in this mission.
You said at this time of year, do people pay more attention at this time of year, knowing that cold weather is on the way, they'll be spending money on heating their homes, that kind of thing? And also the holidays that people are more giving at this time of year.
Yeah, we're blessed. Central Pennsylvania is generous all year long. But it is true, from, as you get closer to the holidays, people are really thinking about, well, does that struggling family, they might not have that Thanksgiving dinner. They may not have that Christmas dinner. And that's when they're listening the most. And so being out on the air with WITF during this time of year talking about hunger is reaching people, and we need to reach people.
One of the things we have to talk about is, it's funny, because I think back to 8 years ago when we first started doing this, that the economy...
We both had more hair.
I think you're right. I need a haircut. But anyway, I'm glad you said that. It's a radio audience, so they can believe it. But anyway, the economy was not so great
right
at that time. Here we are a few years later, and record unemployment for Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania in particular. The economy is chugging along, very successful. Many people, if they didn't know, would say, well, that should mean that there aren't a lot of hungry people out there, that hunger is not a problem, that food insecurity is not an issue. But yet it is, right?
It is still a major issue, and that's one of the challenges, because it's logical to think the unemployment rate has been coming down for 9 or 10 years after the Great Recession, and you would think that the demand for food assistance would have a like graph coming down, and that really hasn't happened. And there are some very solid research has been done, and a little bit later in the program, I know we'll hear from the United Way about that. But our clientele, who we serve, has changed very much over the last 10 years, with the majority, more than half, being working families with children. That is not how it was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. That is how it is now. So they're working, not quite making enough to be truly stable, truly sustainable. And that's the story. That's why the demand has stayed high, primarily.
People, they think back to those 15, 20 years ago that you were talking about. First of all, who were the clientele at that time?
Well, if you remember, the food bank here in Central Pennsylvania, and really food banks around the country, were smaller. So we were focused on more extreme poverty and homelessness, and we serve folks who are struggling, you know, with those conditions now. That's part of what we do. But what we've had to do is expand from just emergency food service to supplemental, which means we're here every day, week in, week out, providing food to supplement folks that you know, are working, and that's the big change. We are no longer just an emergency food source. We are supplemental. Means we're doing this every day.
Are there people that still are hesitant to come to you for help because they think that I have a full-time job? You know, I make enough money that I should be able to afford the essentials for my family, whether it's pride, whether it's just that I should not be in this situation. Do you still have people? Because I know at one time we talked about that are there people who still are hesitant sometimes to come in and say, we could use some help?
That is very much a factor, and that helps explain why we're working so hard to get in out to certain areas that are harder to serve. So rural areas, most of central Pennsylvania, or at least a large part, is actually very rural. And rural hunger is a thing. Culturally, it's harder in those areas to come forward and say, I need help. It just is something that we face. The elderly are hesitant to ask for help. Our outreach folks, and we're better at that now, are more skilled at finding ways to reach our elderly clients because they're not apt to really want help. They'll say first, there's kids, there's families that need help, worry about them. Yet we know many of our elderly folks are struggling on a low income. And that's not going to get better. They're not going to get a job at, you know, age 70 or 75. So we work on that. Veterans. It's a struggle around the country to have veterans ask for help. So we created Military Share, which is a program that works specifically with veterans. So those are some of the things we're doing to overcome some of those barriers.
You know, one thing that makes the Central Pennsylvania, well, there are several, but one of the things that makes the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank unique is the area in which you serve. There are so many organizations, companies that have Central Pennsylvania in their name that serve maybe the lower Susquehanna Valley, maybe up to the middle Susquehanna Valley. Not you. You go all the way to the New York border, right? 27 counties, right?
Right. And that is over 18,000 square miles. So that's why we have a fleet of 20 trucks, and we have two hubs, two healthy food hubs, because that is 27 counties is truly central Pennsylvania. It's the whole Susquehanna Valley. But we could not do that without about 1,000 partner organizations, pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, Boys and Girls Clubs, you name it, who are all out in all of those communities, schools. Without that partner network, we would not be able to do it.
Well, the reason I brought that up is just what you had said a few minutes ago about rural areas. I mean, we're talking about Bradford County, above Williamsport, which is very rural. Right. There probably are more deer than there are people in some of these counties.
There might be.
There may be. I want to talk about the words food insecure. I mean, this is something that we hear more often today, but what's a definition of food insecure?
So the easy definition is you are food insecure if you do not have enough healthy food each day to live an active, healthy life. And we've moved away from the word hunger or hungry because that gets a little bit confused with sort of day-to-day. I didn't eat for a couple hours, right? But food insecure means how am I going to feed myself, my family, every single day, three healthy meals a day, and not really have the answer to that every day.
One of the key words in what you just said, healthy.
Right.
I mean, you're not just supplying the families of central Pennsylvania with Doritos. Although that may be part of it, but I'm just saying that you're talking about healthy food. And that is one of the keys here, right?
That is correct. So every single day, our food bank and our partners are supplying fresh products like fresh produce, fruits, veggies, milk, dairy, and so forth. We're also providing frozen meats, and our friends at Giant are a big part of that supply of food, other frozen products, frozen foods, and all of that. And if you think about those foods, they tend to be the most healthy. And the food bank has achieved an incredibly important metric just this year. We are now 50-50, 50 fresh and frozen, 50 packaged goods, which tend to be very good food as well. So we're proud of that. It's hard to do, but that is what people need.
Well, and that may surprise some people too, because usually when there is a food drive, a private food drive, it's non-perishable foods.
Right.
People bring in cans or whatever, but that fresh food part of it is very important. What about with local farmers?
Local farmers are important. We're blessed where we are. We're in a food rich region, both growers, dairies, as well as food producers, and of course, food sellers, our grocery store friends like Giant. But we do source from local farms, larger commercial local farms, and they supply a substantial part of our produce during harvest season, which we're wrapping up now. So they are very important. And then we source beyond that with innovations like our food bank cooperative that we created some years back that lives on the Philadelphia port, actually. 24 food banks pool their money, and we acquire produce, surplus produce, that is probably going to be wasted if we don't bid on it. So that's a major source now. So that's how we can do it 52 weeks a year.
Do people waste food?
People definitely waste food. We are a part of the answer to that. So the other side of our mission is diverting food that would otherwise be wasted. And when you do 50 plus million pounds of that a year, that's a pretty big deal. We also pick up food with our partners around our territory, right from the stores. Grocery stores, obviously, but also convenience stores, Targets, places like that. We have 400 sites that our network picks up at. The one of the big places that remains for progress is us as individuals and families. We could all do better in our homes. That's something we can't control, but we can certainly cheer on people that are doing a good job not wasting food.
What about expiration dates on food?
Expiration dates, there's a couple, you know, when you look at a package. The sell-by date in our world is not terribly relevant. It's the use-by date. And so a lot of our food that we receive will be between that sell-by date and the use-by date. It's perfectly good. We're in communication with the manufacturer, so we know how long it we can hold on to it. But actually, our flow is so quick, we don't really sort of threaten the use-by dates.
I want to bring Kristen Rotz, who is president of the United Way of Pennsylvania, into our conversation. Kristen, thanks first of all for being with us today on Smart Talk. This summer, we spoke after the United Way had completed and published a study called ALICE. That was directed at, I'll let you tell the story. What does ALICE stand for, and who were you looking at?
ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. What's really important to understand there is that the ALICE study represents all of the Pennsylvanians who are going to work every day but are still struggling to afford all of their household basics. When we talk about household basics, we mean food, transportation, roof over their heads, childcare if they have children, basic technology costs for a very low-cost cell phone, and then a little bit of extra for clothing, toiletries, items to clean the house. We learned from that study that 24% of our state's population falls into this category, meaning they earn more than the federal poverty level, but still not enough to afford a basic survival budget. We have another 13% of Pennsylvanians who do live below the federal poverty level. So when we put those two groups of people together, we're talking about 37% of our state's population who's struggling to survive on a daily basis. And I think it's really surprising for people to learn how many of them are doing what we expect are members of society to do. They're working full-time basis. Some of them are working multiple jobs, but they still can't afford all the essentials.
And obviously, in the context of our conversation today, one of those essentials is food. More than one-third, I'm sure, I know that we heard from our audience after we appeared on Smart Talk this summer of many people who were surprised. I know that you've heard the same thing, that more than one-third of Pennsylvanians are facing a challenge of affording the essentials. How did it get to be that way, especially in a healthy economy?
At a big level, essentially what has happened is the cost of these household essentials has grown at a rate that's much faster than the growth in the average income of Pennsylvanians. So it's, although the average median income has increased, it has not increased at nearly the rate of these costs for household essentials or the rate of inflation. And the cost of household essentials like health care and child care are growing at far faster than the rate of inflation. Food's actually the only item in a household budget that has been on par with the rate of inflation. So that's a big driver here. And it does point out that there are other measures for the health of the economy besides the unemployment rate and the GDP. We are arguing that this is a better way to look at, you know, the economic stability of people day to day.
And Joe, the research that the United Way has done, you have similar research, and in fact, you've used some of that research yourself, but you have found very similar things that most of the people you talked about a little while ago, that your clients are working.
Well, yeah, what we're finding was really from surveying. So the Alice process and report is very deep, and reports out by county and some really incredibly important strata. What we use is survey data and then information we gather from our partner agencies and client interactions. So ours is not as scientific, say, as the Alice report, but what they are telling us is really the same story. It aligns with it. We have the Alice report that is telling us that we have more than a third of folks who aren't meeting a survivability budget or a sustainability budget, and we're seeing those same clients coming for food assistance. Food is one of the things that we've built a structure to not allow people to fall through the cracks, but think about those other costs in that family household.
Well, that's just it. It's all interrelated.
Yeah, and that's a really important point. A lot of people need assistance with utilities. There's not much utility assistance out there unless you're very low income. So if you're a family trying to figure out how to make it work, if it's smarter for you to put $150 extra dollars on your utility bill that month and perhaps turn to a food pantry for some assistance to make sure you can provide for your family, those are real life decisions that people have to make. They're not easy decisions because these are hardworking people who don't want to have to ask for help. But we hear it through our partners like the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. We also run a service called 211, which is a health and human services helpline. And we've done some active surveying of callers there about whether they've experienced food insecurity in the last 12 months. 44% of the people that we asked tell us that they actually reached a point where they did not have enough groceries to get them through the month. And another 46% told us that they worried about it. They were close. They were cutting it close.
Almost half.
Yes.
Were concerned about being food insecure.
Yep.
That's a surprising statistic, I have to say.
It is.
It really is. I mean, when you're doing the survey, now you didn't personally do the survey, but as the questions are being asked, where does food rank up there with essentials? I mean, I know I'm asking what sounds like a dumb question, but we've heard stories of people who have had to decide between medication, food, heat in their home, food. I mean, obviously, families that have children, my guess is a lot of times they want to make sure, most of the time, they want to make sure that their kids are fed, that their kids are healthy, and parents that will do without. Just anecdotally, or maybe there's even some numbers to back it up, where food ranks amongst those essentials?
Well, let me just give the 211 example. Last year, we answered 200,000 unique contacts, and food was the second most requested service. The only thing that beat it was utility assistance. When we did that food survey that I just mentioned, many of the people that we asked those questions to actually didn't call 211 for help with food. They called 211 for help with other things. And then as we speak with them, we uncover these other needs, which again points to the fact that all of this is interconnected. It's got to do with circumstantial. Did someone lose a job? Do they not have health care? But it's also got to do with the cost of these basic household essentials.
Okay, Kristen, I asked you this question before, and if everyone had the answer, if there was a simple answer, it would be done. But what is part of the solution to this?
Well, I think what you're doing today is an important part of the solution. When it comes to filling these gaps for people who are ALICE, who don't qualify for public assistance, it is the charitable sector that stands in the gap. The charitable sector is where we have flexible dollars, where we are able to channel our donors' generosity into something that can make a real difference for ALICE. So we have a lot of policy advocacy that we're doing to support the ALICE population, but I would just really encourage your listeners to think about how they're engaged in their community, how they're volunteering, and how they're donating to support causes that will make a difference.
Kristen Rotz, president of the United Way of Pennsylvania, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Joe Arthur, who is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, is going to stay with us, and Joe will talk to you again in just a few minutes. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk, and the Smart Talk coming to you from the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank in the warehouse. I don't know, Joe, the activity has died down a little bit, although they just moved to another part of the warehouse. Joe Arthur.
They're actually smiling over there. They heard you say that. They're going to start picking up the pace.
Let's go. You know, I want to hear one of those. All right. Everybody's
taking,
happy
taking a little breather.
Yeah, they
all.
Are.
Yeah. But get back to work out there.
We're joking because the volunteers are so hardworking here at the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank on this 75,000 square foot warehouse that they're working all the time, bringing in food, handing it out, and just wanted to provide some applause to the volunteers.
Can I tell you how many in a year?
Go ahead.
So in our two hubs here in Harrisburg and one in Williamsport, we have over 7,000 volunteers in a year just in our hub. So it's incredibly important to the mission.
It really is. He's Joe Arthur, Executive Director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. I'm Scott Lamar, host of WITS Smart Talk. And I want to introduce Matt Simon, who is Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Giant Food Stores. Matt Simon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Giant Food Stores. Giant Food Stores, one of the iconic brands in Central Pennsylvania with your headquarters in Carlisle, right?
Correct, yep.
So you are one of Central Pennsylvania's iconic brand names. But this is also the first year in which Giant has been involved. I mean, you've been involved with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, but with this day, this partnership in particular between the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and WITF. Why did Giant get involved?
Sure. So so Giant's been in the area for 96 years now in Carlisle, and throughout the entire time, our purpose really is clear to really help eliminate hunger for everyone who can. We want to make the world a better place, and we think hunger is a big piece of that. So for us, the food bank, the partnership goes back 20 years, and we've always looked for any way to help out, whether it be financially, with time, donations, you name it. So this opportunity is one more reason we found a way to really get involved and help the greater cause.
How is this day different, though? I mean, even though you've been working with the food bank for 20 years, how is this day where there was so much attention, you know, using the WITF airwaves, how is this different?
We just hope it brings even more awareness to a great cause, we think. With all the concentrated efforts into this day, knowing it's going to be 50,000 pounds of food donated, it's such a great cause with such great attention. We think it just elevates the message even more to our audience.
As you said earlier, that Giant has been dedicated to working with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. But something that Joe Arthur said earlier in the program, nutritious and healthy food. I mean, let's face it, unfortunately, many times when there is a food drive, A lot of people bring the things they don't like. That's not what Giant is doing here.
No, no, and you're exactly right. It's important to get food, but also healthy food, both center of the plate, vegetables, fruits, and for Giant, it's really important that the quality of food donated is there. So you think about our Meet the Needs program that we started with Joe and team, donating over 4 million pounds of food, of meat, that otherwise would have been thrown out. So at Giant, it's so important. Yes, we want to sell food too, but make sure that we can donate as much as we possibly can to families in need of the most. So it's really getting the quality meals, quality food to create those healthier communities for families and not just giving them Doritos and chips. You know, that's nice and that's fun. You want to have some of that?
Oh,
that
I have it. I'll have some this weekend. That's for sure.
But that should be minimal so you get the right quality ingredients to your family, I think.
The program is Giant's Meat with M-E-A-T.
Yep.
Meet the Needs program and day-old bread donations. Again, when you're talking about healthy food, talk about those two programs. What kind of meats are we talking about? What kind of breads are we talking about?
Yeah, you're talking any meat we sell in the store. Any meat we sell in the store, that before it goes bad, we freeze it, and it comes right to the food bank. So it doesn't matter if it's hamburger, chicken, Angus, prime, you name it. It's all good. It all comes here if we don't sell it, and we freeze it right before it goes bad, so it's still good, which is really important, a very innovative solution that we partner on for families. Same thing with the bread. Doesn't matter what quality, what kind it is, before it goes bad, we send it here, and it's all just as good as it would have been otherwise.
I asked Joe earlier about expiration dates. You know, we all know people that they see an expiration date, even if it's sell-by, if it's the day after, they won't touch it. But expiration dates, when they're in between that time of sell-by and eat-by or use-by, talk about the health of that, because just to set people's minds straight.
We believe them.
That's a good point.
We don't think we're trying to fool anybody with them. So if it's a sell-by date, we make sure that it's sold by that date. And that's how we use those dates to make sure that the meat that's frozen or the bread that was bad, that we buy by those dates, make sure they're out there in time.
So. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned that you've had a long-standing relationship with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. How did that come about?
You know, I think it's going back, what, Joe, like 20 years?
I actually think the last 20 years has been incredibly beneficial to us financially and food-wise. But I think the first food donations actually started at the beginning of this food bank, like 30 years ago. Wow. Giant was actually supporting this food bank when it was a small little operation over in Steelton.
Yeah.
But it really picked up about 20 years ago as Giant grew.
So myself, I'm proud to be on the board of the food bank. Before me, there was a gentleman on the board before him. There was a nice someone on the board. So we've always had a presence here, and it's just always has always been there. I think now we're just more focused than ever, I think, on this partnership and food insecurity, knowing how important it is that as a Giant, we look to connect families for a better future. You can't do that if people are food insecure. So we believe in the food bank's mission. We support it 1,000,000% and are all in everything we can do to help out, basically.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I'm curious. Why is, you know, one of the largest grocery chains in Central Pennsylvania, actually throughout the Mid-Atlantic region, on your board?
It's really important for us to have the expertise we need on our board. This mission is actually pretty complex. So it is a food business that doesn't sell food. So historically, Giant has always been willing to provide experts to work with us both operationally and then on the board. But over time, as Giant grew substantially, the resource flow from Giant Foods has become so much larger. But really, it is still back to that core need for us to be really in tune with the food systems, right? The major food systems, and Giant's is just a very big player, and they've been willing to provide that kind of expertise. That's a gift, just as food and funds are a gift.
What kind of expertise has Matt provided to you?
Personally,
Matt,
probably not much at all. So.
Matt's a marketing guy, so that's helpful. We have to get the message out, so he's actually helpful on that.
But Giant is what I'm asking. What kind of, when you say keeping you in touch with and
well,
up
I'll
to
give
date
you some,
with?
I'll give you some examples. We have a kitchen right here. The viewers cannot, or the listeners can't see it, but it's a full commercial teaching kitchen, and we designed that with the Giant team that works with their kitchens to help us have that expertise. They work with us on food safety. We get training through Giant Foods. They've provided us solutions to help us with waste reduction and what to do with plastic and cardboard and all of that. Just a whole host of solutions beyond food and dollars. So that expertise really helps us stay efficient. Six meals for a dollar happens at the food bank because we really work in an efficient way, and our friends at Giant help teach us that.
Does, and I'll ask both of you this question, you know, that's been one of the things we've talked about over the years, is six meals for a dollar. Does that still hold true even with inflation that
it does.
Over
yeah.
the years?
It does.
That $1 will buy six meals.
Yeah, and that takes constant attention in this operation to keep the efficiency to do that, because our costs are going up just like everybody else. We have to make sure that we run lean so that we can maintain the six meals for a dollar. We're committed to that.
So, Matt, you've been involved with the food bank for a long time. Giant itself has been involved for a long time. What changes have you seen in people's taste and what they need?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, families need food now as much as ever before. And I think that mission is so important. The education, I think, of what families are looking for now, I've seen that get better, get smarter. People, I think, are aware of it. It's whether they can afford it or not, whether they have access to it or not. So I think families, as we think about Giant and the vast area we cover of our stores, whether it's high income, low income, everyone wants to eat healthy. Everyone knows, I think, more or less a little bit how to do it. There's access to it, and there's more awareness around that now. So we see our customers really reaching out and saying, where is this item? Why don't we have this? Because they're looking for it, I think. And that really has changed, and it's made our job, I think, that much more important as a retailer to know, as we're selling products, promoting products, to make sure we're showing healthy items as long as everything else and giving that access.
I want to talk about price and how people, even if they are struggling, if they're food insecure, but they are concerned about healthy food, nutritious food. I want to talk about what's most important to them, price, health, quality, taste, all those things. Talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk. We're coming to you from the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank in the warehouse on this very special day on WITF. Our guest during this portion of the program, Matt Simon, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Giant Food Stores, and Jill Arthur, Executive Director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Matt, we were just talking at the end of that last segment. Let's face it, there are many people who decide what food to buy in your stores based on price rather than nutrition sometimes, or how healthy it is. How do people make those decisions? Have you seen a change over the years where maybe people who may not be able to afford a lot of food will spend a little bit more if it's something they perceive as healthier?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the answer is it's all so important, and it depends, you know, a family dynamic, whether you have kids or not, whether you have, you know, higher income or not. It's a very complicated subject. I think if you can't afford to eat healthy, you're going to afford to feed your family. So price and the ability to feed your family is always most important. And at times you sacrifice healthy and quality for that. I think what retailers are doing today now is trying to close that gap. And that's where you see brands like Nature's Promise out there that you can see at almost the same price as maybe a non-healthier item close. So that gap exists, but we think, you know, you got to be able to feed your family first and get food in food in their bellies, and then you say, how do I do it healthier? And we see that's kind of the progression. It usually starts with the fresh fruits and vegetables, and that's why it's so important to make sure there's fresh produce in stores and they have access to it, because that's how we think kids eat healthier and get into that. But it's also important, and it's also complex based on the family, what they're going through. But we make sure that price is always hopefully off the table, that they can afford to shop, and the healthy options are there to help make those choices easier. But it's a tricky situation, though.
I'm not asking you for your balance sheet.
Okay, good.
Okay, I don't have
it with me.
I'll state that right up front. But observation, the economy is good.
Yep.
Are people overall spending more money on food, buying more food overall, and then that comes back to those? Is it a surprise even to you that in this healthy economy that there are people that are food insecure?
It's always surprising, in not a good way, how many people are food insecure, I think. And the great economy, that does help. But I think for us, seeing the growth of categories like plant-based and different alternatives out there. Those things are growing like crazy. Organics is growing. So I think that shows that people now are become more aware of healthy foods. Maybe some families have more money to spend on it, but it still doesn't address the problem at hand. I think it doesn't show you can take more than just the economy growing, the percentage is to help solve this crisis, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good. We're seeing trends there, but not enough to say that it's solving it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
We are coming into a time of year, Joe mentioned earlier, that more people pay attention to those who may be food insecure, may be more apt to donate. Giant has long had a program for holiday food for those who are food insecure. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, sure. So Thanksgiving and the holidays are a really important time of year. You know, it's when families get together and they share memories and they have special moments and supporting that. Whether you have money or not, you're able to take advantage of that. So actually, Giant every year has this turkey donation. So actually, this year we're donating 7,500 turkeys to families, to 13 food banks across our area. It's a pretty special day. It's something we do every year. It's just another way that we try to really make sure that healthy food and those proteins get out to families, especially in the holiday time frame.
Why is it so important for a holiday season? Why not all year
long? It's all year long. It's just holiday time frame is a little extra special, we think, and we try to do even more that time. But it is all year long.
Mm-hmm. You are an official, not you personally, but Giant is an official Feeding America partner. What's that mean?
It just means we're all in on this cause. We're a partner with the food bank and with others around the state, and it's part of the ongoing partnership that we have.
Yeah, and the Central Penn Food Bank is a Feeding America member food bank, and you can kind of think of that as, first of all, it's incredibly important for resources from a national level, but it's also, think of it as a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yeah.
We have very strict regimens in the Feeding America world, and I really want to congratulate Giant for becoming a Feeding America partner. That's a national level partnership, so that's a big ask of a retailer, and I appreciate that Giant is a Feeding America member.
Who runs that? I mean, it has no relationship with the government or anything like that.
No, it's
right?
It's private. It is private, just as the food bank is private. So it is a membership. But we work in collaboration, and Feeding America works with national food companies across the United States and other partners to fight hunger. And it's just a very important resource. But also for Giant Foods, I think it shows just how they're committed to this work and the quality of the food.
Matt, the commitment for today from Giant is 50,000 pounds of food for $50,000 in donations. I always try to picture this. 50,000 pounds of food.
It's a lot of food.
It is a lot of food, but give us a sense of how much food.
I guess you could picture a lot of cans of yams, bags of potatoes, soup. So it's hard. It's every staple I think families need. It gives a good variety. It's what we think we can do to help. So we're glad to be able to come in this year for our first year doing this and participate and donate the food to a good cause.
How many trailers and a tractor trailer would that
fill? Oh, boy. I don't know.
Two? I think it would be two.
Two?
Two?
Yeah. It's like two truckloads of food. That's a big deal for us.
Yeah,
so.
So, logistically, how's that work, Joe? That when the final
Joe and I do it ourselves.
Yeah,
it's a busy
Matt drives the truck. Matt drives the truck up, and I unload it.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well, we have you now on recorded, and thousands of people have heard that. So that sounds like a pledge. But
I might have been kidding about
that.
when the final tally is. Divvied up here today, logistically, how will it work? Will there be a couple tractor trailers, a Giant, pulling up to the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, and then it'll be unloaded?
That'll basically be it. As Giant trucks pull up on a regular basis, the Meet the Needs truck pulls up once a week, and they back up to the dock, open that up, and all this beautiful food is there, and our team hustles it to get it weighed in, recorded in. We're computerized just like a food distributor would be in business. Get the frozen items to the freezer, get the refrigerated items to our big Giant refrigerators, and all the other pallets up where they belong in our inventory. But this is going to be 50,000 pounds of great food. This is staples.
And that's the most, on this day, right?
It is, yeah. We've never hit that number.
Yeah. £50,000 of $50,000 we're looking for. So the other logistics, once the food has been brought here to the warehouse, the people who need it, how do they get it?
Yeah, that's the really, really important part. So in the earlier segment, I had mentioned that we have across 27 counties about 1,000 partners. And those are organizations like pantries and soup kitchens, shelters, and even schools now. We have school pantries and places like that. So they're ordering food from us on a regular basis, and they'll have a particular day or time. Some serve daily, some serve weekly, might be several times a month. And that's where people in need will go, right in their community. So they're only going a mile or two. Everybody can't come to the warehouse, right, and be served. So we're working with those 1,000 partner sites every single day, and people are reaching out to them saying they need help. They give them the times for appointments to come in, and they can get their groceries, just like you would at the grocery store, of course, much smaller. But the idea here is we have giant quality food in our pantries, which we're very proud of, and our clients very much appreciate.
I would imagine that there are a lot of people that when they see that giant logo on the side, it makes them feel pretty good because it's a trusted brand.
Yeah, well, I sure hope so. So I think, you want to make sure what you're eating is good and you trust and you feel good about it. And that security is important, I think. So, yeah, we think, all the food we send in here is perfectly fine. It's great. I think that does help feel better.
Joe, I'm going to throw a question at you that you may think is kind of out of left field. But when you mentioned school lunches, we're hearing a lot in the news now about debts in schools where families, kids have built up bills for their school lunches. As someone who runs a food bank here in central Pennsylvania over 27 counties, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, first of all, that is out of left field, Scott. We're actively involved. Here in Pennsylvania, I'd say we're ahead of the game to the benefit of students. So our legislature worked with experts, including ourselves, a few years ago to create legislation to make sure those kids are served. So no matter what, those students are being served, right? So Pennsylvania is out ahead on this. What we try to do is work with our school districts to find other solutions to that particular problem. Many schools have foundations that are connected. Find a way to help with that sort of fiscal problem around the school lunch program. But make sure the kids are eating well. So I would say by and large in Pennsylvania, certainly in central Pennsylvania, we're doing a great job with that in our school system.
I told you it was a question out of left field, but I thought that you were right on with what you were talking about.
Yeah, school lunches are so important, and so is school breakfast. Yeah.
Well, and it is a great day to think about all those people who may be food insecure, whether they be children, adults, families. This is the day, think about it all, 365 days a year, but a day that we really focus attention on it. Matt Simon, Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer at Giant Food Stores, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, it was a pleasure.
And Joe Arthur, Executive Director of Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, always good to see you.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you to Giant Foods.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.